This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is speaking at the U.S. Capitol building this morning, the first anniversary of the violent January 6th attack on the building by Trump supporters, trying to interrupt the certification of Joe Biden's presidential victory. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden won't spare former President Trump in his remarks.
I would expect that President Biden will lay out the significance of what happened at the Capitol and the singular responsibility President Trump has for the chaos and carnage that we saw. And he will forcibly push back on the lie spread by the former president in an attempt to mislead the American people and his own supporters.
The AP's Jackie Quinn takes us back to that violent day.
This man announcing the mission to stop the vote certification. Lawmakers had to dive under seats as shots rang out. Hundreds of people were injured. Five died during and after the insurrection.
They made the assault on the building. That was one thing. But the fact is they also made an assault on the Constitution of the United States.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi months later explained why there's a committee investigating the attack. The Capitol was declared secure at 8 p.m. January 6th. Lawmakers convened again to certify Joe Biden's victory. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the top Republican on the House committee investigating the insurrection, says former President Trump is still making claims he knows caused the violence on January 6th.
Unfortunately, too many in my own party are embracing that former president, are looking the other way, are minimizing the danger. That's how democracies die, and we simply cannot let that happen.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney on the Today Show this morning. Parts of the south into the northeast are going to get some heavy snow and ice. This is from the National Weather Service. It's warning that that could make travel dangerous. This is AP News. Very violent, deadly protests in Kazakhstan. Many protesters are dead, say authorities.
Authorities in Kazakhstan say dozens of protesters have been killed in attacks on government buildings in the capital. One of the dead officers was found beheaded. A state news channel has reported police saying there were attempts to storm buildings in Almaty overnight and dozens of attackers liquidated, they say. The reported attempts to storm the buildings came after widespread unrest in the city on Wednesday, including seizure of the mayor's building, which was set on fire. The news channel cites the city commandant's office as saying well over 300 law enforcement officers were injured, in addition to those killed. Kazakhstan is experiencing the worst street protests the country has seen since gaining independence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.